Okay, we're in the Mishnah of Kuf Amud Aleph. Hopefully we'll be able to pick up a little steam and we'll be able to do a little bit more today and catch up because of Tisha B'Av. Where it's on Tisha B'Av, there is no daf. So there is a daf, we're just not allowed to learn it. We're in the Mishnah on Kuf Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah. Hazorik Arba Amos B'Kozel. If somebody throws something at a wall 4 Amos away. So if it's Lamaila, we had this mission many times already in the Mizrach, we had it yesterday. Lamaila me'asar tvachim, if it's higher than 10 tvachim, kizorik ba'avir, it's like you threw it in the air. Why? Because the area higher than 10 tvachim in a Rishus HaRabim is a makom patur. You're not chayav for that. So if you threw it higher than 10 tvachim, you're patur. Lamata me'asar tvachim, if you threw it less than 10 tvachim, then kizorik ba'aretz, it's like you threw it on the ground, and hazorik ba'aretz, arba amos chayav. And if you throw something on the ground, for distance of 4 amos, you are chayef. So the Gemara asks on the second case, v'holo nach, but what you threw never rested. There's never a hanacha. You threw it and it stuck onto the wall. So that's the question. The question is that we're assuming now it was an item that when you threw it at the wall, it bounced off the wall and came back to you. So the Gemara asks, v'holo nach, it never rested. So Amar Rav Yochanan b'devela shemena shaninu. So the case that we're talking about, the Mishnah is only talking about a specific case where what you threw was sticky. It was a clump of date that was very sticky, and when you threw it onto the wall, it stuck to the wall. That's the case. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar of Chia, Zarak Lamaila Me'asara. If somebody threw something above 10 tvachim, V'halach V'nacha Bachor Kol Shehu, and it went and it landed in a hole in the wall. So, Bono Machlokas, Reb Meir v'Rabbanan. This is the Machlokas between Reb Meir and the Rabbanan. The Machlokas between Reb Meir and the Rabbanan is found in Hilchas Mezuzah. What happened over here? You threw something into the wall, and it went into the wall, it was above 10 Tevachim. So normally we would say that if it's above 10 Tevachim, you're Pater. But over here we have a reason why we should say maybe you're Chayev according to one Shita. L'Reb Meir de'Amar Chokakin L'Hashlim M'Chayev. According to Reb Meir, who holds the principle of Chok and Lahashmin, you should be Chayav as well. What's that principle? That principle is as follows. In Hilchas Mezuzah, in order for a doorway to be fit to have a mezuzah, the doorway has to be 4 tvachim across. And it has to be a certain height as well. If it doesn't have those dimensions, it's not Chayav for a mezuzah, midaraisa. Let's say the doorway is curved on top. It's a curved doorway. So at the top, it doesn't reach 4 tvachim across. If you would take that curve and straighten it out, flatten it out, break through the rock and flatten it out, if you could do that, so then maybe you should be chayiv. Because really, the only reason why it's curved is because of beauty or aesthetic, or that's how the guy did it. But lamaisa, there's really 4 tvachim there, it's just covered up with some stone. So do we say, you carve out the remaining area, you carve out what's already there. You don't have to carve it out in reality. Just in theory, in halacha, you could carve it out. Therefore, we're going to say that it's 4 tvachim, and you have to make a mezuzah there. So, Remeir d'amar chokin lahash and l'chayev. So the same thing over here. You threw something, you threw a little something, and it lands in a little hole in the wall. Now, I think Rashi, one of them, unfortunately, say most walls were very thick. So do we say that we take this little hole, and we brought it out the entire hole and make it an area of Rosh Hashayachid. And therefore, if you throw it from the Rosh Hashayachid into the Rosh Hashayachid, you're going to be chayev. Do we say that or not? That's the machlokas that they had by Mezuzah. Do you break up the wall? Do you flatten out the top of the opening to give it the required shear or not? That's the machlokas. So, Leir Meir, quote Meir Dabu says, Kokin Lahashlim, who says that by Sukkah. You do that, and by Sukkah, you carve out the whole Michayev. He's going to say that you're Chayev over here too, because we're going to say the same principle. You threw something into a tiny little hole. The hole only has a certain amount of space, but we're going to be Chokel Lahashlim and fill up and open up that whole hole to give it the shear of Rosh Hashayachid. The Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, the army who say, Ein Chokel Lahashlim, that you do not open up the doorway, and therefore you would not be Chayev in Mezuzah, because the doorway is not wide enough. Lo Mechayev, you would not be chayev over here because we don't say that principle, and therefore you did not throw something into a Rosh Hashayachid. Tanya Amihach, you have a brayso that says explicitly that the machlokas applies by Shabbos as well. Zorak Lamaila Me'asara, if you throw something above 10, V'halcha, and it lands, and it goes, V'nacha B'chor, and it lands in a hole in the wall, kol shehu, and the hole in the wall is not big enough. So Rav Meir mechayev. The Rav Meir would say you're chayev because they hold to the principle of chokim lahashlim. The chacham and potrin. The chacham would say you're potter because they don't hold of that principle. Fine. Next, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Yehuda said in the name of Rav, tel hamislaket asara mitoch arba'a. If you have a mound and the mound is 10 tvachim high, and in order to get to the top of the mound, which is 10 tvachim high, you have to walk the distance of 4 amos. There's a picture of it in the Art School Gemara. It's 10 tvachim high. You have to walk the distance of 4 amos to get to that 10 tvachim high. So it's not a block. Rather, it's a gradual incline to get to the top of the mound. It's 10 tvachim high and it has a distance of 4 amos. So the Gemara says that if you have such a mound, v'nacha gabav, and you throw something from Rishus HaRabim onto that, chayiv, you are going to be chayiv. Rashi points out, Tanya Amihachi, no, Rashi points out that if the distance would be 5 amos, if it would take you 5 amos to get up to that hill, then we would not say that you're chayiv. Why? Because if it's 5 amos, okay, so it's a little difficult to walk over here in this area of the Rishus HaRabim. It would have the din of, it's part of the Rishus HaRabim. So it has a little bit of an incline. But since it takes you 5 amos to get to the top of 10 tzvachim, Rashi calls it, it's normal walking. It's not a separate Rishus, it's normal walking. If it takes 4 amos, so it's very steep already. If it's very steep, then it has its own Rishus. Didn't have its own rishos. Tanya Nami Hachi will learn similarly. Mavoi sheshava l'tocho. If a mavoi is flat inside the mavoi, but v'natze midron l'rishos rabim, there's an incline going from the mavoi into the rishos rabim. Oh, or shava l'rishos rabim. There's an incline. It's flush with the rishos rabim, but v'natze midron l'tocho. But there's an incline once you're inside. And we're going to say that the incline is the same area of 4 amos to get up to 10 tvachim. So, osu mavoi, that mavoi, eno tzarech lo lechi velo kora. That mavoi does not need a lechi, a post, or a kora, a crossbeam. Those two things are allow you to carry inside the mavoi. Mid araisa, you can carry inside the mavoi anyway. It's not a rishus harabim. The rabbanim will go to it. They don't want you carrying in the mavoi without some kind of heker, because they were scared you're going to carry outside the mavoi into Rishus HaRabim. But if this mavoi has an incline of 10 tvachim, that's hecker enough. Because that's already, if the incline is 10 tvachim with a distance of 4 amos to get up to the 10 tvachim, that's hecker enough. Because that's already a Rishus HaYachid by itself. So therefore you don't need any other hecker. Now we're going to get to what our raya. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, again, tel hamislaket asara, if a mound, has 10 tvachim high mitoch arba, and it takes 4 amos to get there. V'zarak v'noch hakavav, and you throw on that tail chayev. You are going to be chayev because it has already a dinner of Rosh Hashanah. Fine. Next mishnah. Zarak l'soch dalet amos. If somebody throws something, and he wants to throw it to land within dalet amos, but when it's galgal and it rolls chutz l'dalet amos, and it rolls outside of dalet amos. So what's the halacha? The Mishnah says, potter, you're potter. The Gemara will explain why. Chutz l'dalet amos, if you wanted to throw it outside dalet amos, but then it's galgel l'toch dalet amos, but it lands, it rolls somehow, and it only lands inside dalet amos, which is not enough of a shear. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says, chayiv, you're chayiv. So the Gemara asks, v'holo nach, but it never rested, this is the second case. It says Yechayev, but it never rested in Rishus HaRabim. I threw it, it rolled, somehow it rolled back here. It's within 2 amos from me. It's within 4 amos of me. I didn't throw it enough shear. Why am I Chayev? It never rested over there. So the Gemara answers, did rest. V'hu, shenach al gavi mashahu. It had to have been a case where it stopped, even for a moment, in 4 amos away. Then it rolls back. So it stopped, Yechayev, and now it rolls back to me. That's the same exact reason why in the first case you're potter. I want to throw it, I'm throwing it stop. So it rolls 2 amos, it stops, and then it continues rolling. So it stopped already. So it's your potter, because it stopped here within 4 amos, and then it rolls further. In a chanami, if it didn't roll, in the second case, you would not be chayef, if it didn't stop. The only reason why you're chayav is because it stopped. Got that? Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned similarly in a Braisa. Zara chutz l'dalat amos. If somebody throws something outside four amos, v'dechafaso haruach, and the wind blew it, v'hechnisaso, and it moved it back into the four amos where you would not be chayiv, v'afal pi shechazra v'hotzi uhu, and even if the wind then took it out, pater, you're pater. Why? Because when it comes back into the Rishus HaRabim, into the four amos of you, that's where it stops. But, Achazaso HaRuach Mashahu, if the wind stopped it a little bit, meaning it fell to the ground, Afal Pi, even though, Shechazra V'achnisi Suso, even though it ends up taking the item back in for you, nevertheless, Yechayev, because it rested in Rishus HaRabim.
So it's
below 10 Tvachim. It's on the ground. It has to rest on the ground.
Yes,
you threw it below 10 tefachim. Yes. Oh, Omar Rava, this is similar to what you're saying. Omar Rava said, Toch Gimel, this whole, if you throw something within 3 tefachim of the ground, and the Mishnah said, the Mishnah didn't say it, but we said that if you throw something within 3 tefachim of the ground, that's if, as if you threw it on the ground, right? Because we say Lavud. But, L'Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, Tzoruch Hanacha Al Gabe Mashahu. It must have a real hanacha. It must have a real hanacha. Rashi says, because we don't say kluta. And although there is a din of lavud, it still has to fall on the ground. What's the difference? So Rashi says, the difference is, let's say for example, you throw it, and you do a pashogeg, and you throw it, and it's about to come to actual rest, and then you remember, oh man, it's a Shabbos. So the final act of the Hanacha did not happen b'shogeg. Right? Because you remembered. Didn't happen b'shogeg. So therefore you're going to be patur from a carbon. Still an Aveira, whatever it is, b'shogeg, ba'onis, whatever you want to call it, you're patur from a carbon. Because Rashi says in order to have a carbon, we're going to learn this in 2 days, in order to have a carbon you have to have a b'shogeg from the beginning to the end. If you remind yourself in the middle, then it's no longer a shogeg. So here you threw it, it's on its way down, it's in within 3 tefachim now, you still can say lavud. But we don't say lavud because you have to have a genuine hanacha. And that could be the nafka mina. But what's the difference if it's lavud or not? The difference is if you remind yourself before it actually touches the ground. If you remind yourself before it actually touches the ground, even though it's within the 3 tefachim, according to Rava, you're still going to be putter because we don't say lavud here. And you have to have a shogeg throughout the whole Maisa. So, at Amar Rav Toch Gimel, Lorabon and Tarachanach, Agav Mashu. So Yosef Maremar, the Ka'amar La Lahash Maitza, so Maremar was sitting there and he said over this memra, Amale Ravina La Maremar. So Ravina said to Maremar, Lav Hainu Masnishin, isn't that our Mishnah? The Amar Rab Yochanan, Vahushanach Agav Mashu. Isn't that our Mishnah? And isn't that what Rabbi Yochanan said? What chiddush are you saying? That it has to absolutely rest. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that in the Mishnah? That if you throw something and it rolls around, it has to stop. It doesn't stop, it doesn't count. So what's your chiddush? So Amalei, so he said no. Misgagel kamarta. That Mishnah is talking about something that's rolling. So Misgagel ain't so full of nuach. It's not normal for it to rest, because it's rolling around. So then you came up with a rule, it has to rest. Avalhai, but over here, Kibun de Sofal Anuach. It's going to fall. It's going to fall and rest. It's not a ball. It's not going to roll around. It's going to fall and it's going to rest. So I would have thought, Aflagav de Lo Noch, even though it didn't rest yet, as long as it's within 3 tvachim of the ground. Kiman de Noch Dami, it's like it rested, because we're going to say Lavud, and I should be chai for a carbon. The moment it hits 3 tvachim of the, within 3 tvachim of the ground, right, I'm chai if I throw it within 10 tvachim of the ground. But the moment it starts to fall and hits 3 tefachim on the ground, I should be chayiv. Because it's going to fall. It's not something that's going to roll around. That I need Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush. So the Rabbi says, Kamash Malan, even in that case, you will still be putter until it actually touches the ground. Okay? Next. Oh, that was just one opinion. So if you don't have to hold it, that one opinion. Right. There was one, there was, I think it was an Amora. And Amora had said that the machlokes between the Chacham and Rebbi Akiva Kluta was below three tefachim, was higher than three tefachim. But within three tefachim, everybody agreed. Actually, I think Rashi might even mention that here. No, he doesn't say it here. He just says the Rabbanan who argue Rebbi Akiva by Zorek that they don't hold from Kluta, that they can't hold from Kluta here. Right? He doesn't really mention it. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. Next Mishnah. Today's daf is very technical rules of throwing and chutzah. Next Mishnah. Hazorek bayam. If somebody throws into the river, into an ocean, a yam by definition is a karmelis. There's a whole discussion why it's a karmelis. Why isn't it a rishus yachid? Or a rishus rabim for that matter. Why isn't it a rishus rabim? Ships travel in the river just like caravans travel on the road. So there's a whole discussion, some say because it doesn't look like the midbar, the gulf of the midbar at all, doesn't resemble it at all. Others say a lot of different discussion about it. Anyway, Hazorek bayam. If somebody throws into the river, Arba Amos Potter. If you throw a distance of Arba Amos, you're Potter. Why? Because wherever you are, wherever you're standing, if you're on a boat, let's say you're in a Rishus HaYachid, you're in your house, and you're right by the ocean, and you throw it into, or you're on the beach, wherever you are, if you throw it into the Rishus HaYachid, if you throw it into the ocean, you're throwing it into a Karmelis. So a Karmelis, by definition, is not going to be Chayav Yudaraita any, ever. Why is an ocean a karmelis? The reason it's a karmelis is because it's default. It's not a rishus yachid. It's not a rishus rabbin. So what? So we're going to get to the 10 tefachim deep in a few minutes with the water. That was a well. Was not a well yesterday? From the yam to the highway. Right. We're going to get to all the ocean today, but it's not a rishus rabbin. It's not a rishus yachid. So by default, it's a karmelis. It's not a makom patur. So I think the Mishnah Berurah says, the Magen Avraham says, the reason it's not a Rishus HaRabim is because that's not what the Midbar looked like. The Midbar was dry land, and this is not dry land. But maybe in theory, there could be it's no different. But the bottom line, everyone agrees it's a Karmelis. Now, Imho Yerakak Mayim Rishus HaRabim, if you have a puddle of water in Rishus HaRabim, so I would think maybe this has different rules, and Mehalech Ezbo, and somebody walks through it, Hazorik L'tocho, if you throw something from Rishus HaRabim into this puddle, Dalet Amos, and it's four Amos away, so you're Chayev for throwing, Chayev, you're Chayev. This puddle has its own entity, right? V'kamahu rekak mayim, how big does this puddle have to be to get its own entity? Pachos me'asar tvachim. If it's less than four tvachim, less than 10 tvachim deep. I'm sorry. It doesn't have its own entity. You're through four amos in Rishus HaRabim. If it's 10 tefachim deep, then you throw it from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Otherwise, that's a din of Rishus HaRabim. It's no different than any other part of Rishus HaRabim. And the Mishnah repeats itself. It says, Rekak Mayim for Rishus HaRabim. If it's a puddle of water in Rishus HaRabim, Mahalech Ezbo, and somebody walks there, Fahazorik Pesoch, Dalet Amos Chayiv. So the Mishnah repeats itself. So the Gemara says, I understand why the Mishnah says twice that you're going into this rakak. Why? The Mishnah wants to let me know that hiluch al yedei hadchak shmei hiluch. That walking in an unusual way, I'm forced to walk through this puddle. I'd rather not walk through the puddle, but I'm forced to. That's also considered walking, and therefore the puddle has a din of Rishus HaRabim as well, which is mashma that tashmish al yedei hadchak. A youth that's abnormal, that you're only going to do in an emergency, lo shmei tashmish, is not considered a normal youth. And Rashi says, we had this in the beginning, in the first perek, when you would unload your load on something that was not an unusual height. It's a stretch up or bend crazy down, so it's unusual height, it doesn't have the din of a whatever shush it is, because it's unusual. But walking in an unusual, b'shat hadchak, I don't want to walk through that puddle, but I got to get to the other side. Okay, so I'll do it. That's considered normal walking. It's implied because the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about youth. That walking is walking no matter what. It's mashma that if youth has to be only normal. Ella rakak rakak trade zimni. Why does the Mishnah have to pick the same case of unusual twice? Or didn't it pick a different case of unusual walking? Why did it repeat itself? Trying to emphasize the rule that unusual walking is considered normal. So why'd you pick a different case of unusual walking? You picked the same case twice. Why'd you do that? Lomali. So the Gemara says, Chad b'mosa chama, chad b'mosa gishamim. One is for the summer months, and one is for the winter months. Utsrichi. And both have to have been said. If the Torah, if the Mishnah only would have mentioned one period of time, I would have thought, that the rule of the Mishnah, that walking through water, is normal, that's only in the summertime. Why? Because people, it's very normal for somebody to cool themselves off in the summer, it's very hot, so they'll walk through the sprinkler, they'll walk through the puddle, they'll cool themselves down, that's normal. But in the rainy season, it's not normal. Or I could have said, during the rainy season, since people are dirty and muddy anyway, right? So, he doesn't care. Fine, dirty, rainy anyway. The whole floor, the whole streets, the whole roads are all muddy. Okay, so he walks through the puddle. Big deal. But when it's in the summer, it's not a rainy season. He wouldn't want to walk through the puddle. Therefore, the Mishnah has to tell me twice, no, walking through the puddle is normal no matter when. Okay? And therefore, you're going to be chayiv no matter when. Abaya says, another reason, itzrach. The Mishnah had to mention it twice. I would have thought that the only time this rule applies, the only time the puddle is deemed a Rishus HaRabim is if it doesn't have 4 amos wide. But if it's 4 hours wide, it's so big that people are going to walk around it now. So people are going to walk around it. Maybe I would think it doesn't have the Rishus HaRabim anymore because people don't walk around. People don't walk through it. They walk around it. It's so big. Kamash Milan, it still has a din of Rosh Hashanah, even though it's very wide. Ravashi has another answer, a different answer. It's true. The Mishnah had to tell me twice. So I would think that's only true if it is 4 tefachim wide. But if it's not 4 tefachim, mifsei pisilei, people will jump over it. They'll just step over it. It's not so big. Not such a problem. They'll step over it. So I would have thought that if it's something that people could step over, it will not have the din of Rosh Hasharabim. So therefore, the Mishnah mentions the case of the puddle twice, telling me no matter what, it has the din of Rosh Hasharabim. For Oz Ravashi L'taimei, and Ravashi goes according to his reasoning. The Omer Ravashi, because Ravashi said, Haiman de Zarak v'noch aguda de gamla. If somebody throws something and it rests on one of the planks of the bridge, but it's a plank of the bridge that nobody really walks on, Michayev. Nevertheless, you're Chayev. Why? Shaharei Rabin Bokin Bo. Because you always have people that are walking on the bridge. And inevitably, people are going to walk on that plank. So it might be an unusual, unpopular plank. It might be off to the side a little bit. Nevertheless, that's still considered Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So too here. Even though people are going to jump over the puddle, there are people that will walk through it. So therefore, it's considered a Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Okay. Next Mishnah. Hazorik min hayam liyabasha. If somebody throws from the ocean to dry land, min hayabasha liyam, or from dry land to the ocean, or min hayam lisfina, from a yam to a boat, or min asfina liyam, or from a boat to the yam. In all these cases, you're not chayiv because the yam is a karmelis. So all your transfers were to or from a Carmelis. And umin hasvina lechaverta, from one boat to another boat, putter, your putter. Why? Because both boats are Rishus HaYachids. So Rashi says, if one person owns both boats, then that's no problem. And if two people own both boats, then you need an Eruv to carry from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid. But either way, you're going to be putter, because you can do it. Svinos kishuros zubazu. If svinos are tied one to the other, then metaltalin mizu mizulazu. You can carry from one to the other. Why? Because if they're tied together, they're not going to get separated. Here's the problem. But in eno kishuros, if they're not tied together, afal pi shemukafos, even though they're close by, ein metaltalin zulazu, you should not carry one to the other because we're scared that they're going to separate. And Rashi explains, even if you have an eruv, they're going to separate, the air is going to get broken. because you have a karmelus in between. And if the boats are not tied together, they're going to separate to such an extent that you're not going to be able to carry from one to the other.
But this is all the derabanan.
Right. Right. Now we're saying even the derabanan. Exactly.
No, all this stuff on the sea that you cannot do.
Yes, it's all the derabanan. Right. It's midaraisa. It's not us. It's a karmelus. Exactly. Exactly. Right. The discussion here is, can you go on a boat on Shabbos? Which we had that already. But it comes up here again, because obviously they're on the boat. And the Gemara is going to talk about more. What do you do when you want a boat? You want to get water from the river. You want to drink. How do you lower the bucket down? Because isn't that, it's in another reshus. Right? Even with the Rabbanon, still can't do it. You're not going to get a chazis.
The river has the same status.
What?
The river has the same status.
Yes, all bodies of water are the same. All bodies of water are the same. Right, the Gemara is going to make a distinction about different bodies of water, but we're going to reject it. We'll see right now. Itmar, Svina, if you have a boat, Rav Huna says, now you want to carry, you want to get water, you want to lower the bucket and bring up water from the river. So how do you do that? So what Rav Huna says is, Motzin Haimenu Ziz Kalshu, you take a piece of wood and you stick it onto the side of the boat, Umamali, and then you lower the bucket. Why? Because you'll see why in a minute. Rav Chizda, Rabbi Rav Huna Omri, they say, Osi Makom Arba, you make an area of four tfachim, you take a board, stick a board over the boat of four tfachim, cut a hole in there, umamali, and then fill it up. So one hell, just take a piece of a stick, and stick a stick on the side of the boat. And one said, no, you have to actually make a board of four tfachim. What's going on? So Rav Huna Amar Motzi Haimeruziz Kal Shehu Umamale, he says that you can just take a stick and stick it on the side of the boat and then fill up the bucket as much as you want. Kasadar, he holds Karmelis, that the Karmelis of the river is Me'ara Mashchinon. It starts, the Karmelis begins on the bottom of the riverbed. The bottom of the river. The area Makom Peturhu. Now, the top of the river is certainly, the Gemara is going to say in a minute, it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground. So now you're in a Makom Peturhu. So if I want to lower my bucket, I'm lowering it from a Rishus HaYakid from the boat into a Makom Peturhu. That's okay. Ubedinhu, and really, this is namiloli boy. I don't even need that. I don't need that. Ela kihechi de lahavi lehekeira. We're just doing it to make a hecker. That when the sailor comes to lower the bucket, he should realize this is a strange situation here. Normally you can't carry from a Karmelis into a Rishus HaYakid. But here you can, because the Karmelis is really at the bottom of the river. Just to give you a hecker. Ula Rav Chisda, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Army, they say, Osi Makom Arba, no, you have to make a board of four tvachim, umamali, and then fill up the bucket that way. Kasavri, they hold, Karmelis Misnas Maya Mashchinon. The Karmelis begins at the top of the river. So anytime you take a bucket, you dig into the Karmelis. So you have to create a area of four tvachim to give the appearance of a Rishus HaYachid. It's not really a Rishus HaYachid. They will make it because otherwise they can't drink. We're going to have that later on in Shabbos and later on in Erevin. When it comes to water, there's a lot of coolness. People otherwise can't drink. So it's only Midrabanan anyway to transfer from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaYachid. So if you take a board of four tefachim and stick it out into the river, it looks like it's a Rishus HaYachid, and therefore they will make it. So he says, Kasavri, he holds Karmelis Misfas Maya Mashchinan. A Karmelis is starts at the top of the water. Maya Ara Samichta. And the entire body of water is like one thick wall. Right? So Elo Mavet, it's like one thick mass. It's treated like that. So therefore the Karmelis only begins at the top. So Elo Ovid Makam Arba, if you don't put a board of four tvachim, you'll be carried from a Karmelis in the river into the boat. So if you bake this board, it gets around the problem. So Amale Rav Nachman L'Rabba Bar Avua Ula Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, the Amar who said Moti Haimenu Ziz Kal Shehu, you can take any stick umamale, and then you can fill up the bucket as much as you want. Zimnan, sometimes the Leka Asara, there won't be 10 tvachim from when you stick the bucket into the river. There won't be 10 tvachim. Why? Because the boat's going to be very deep. The boat's going to be very weighed down. There will not be 10 tvachim from the bottom of the river to where you stick the bucket in. There won't be 10 tvachim. How could you do it? You're going to be carrying. So Amalei, so he answered back, Gamrina, we have a tradition. The Ein Svina Mahalecha, it's a Pachas Me'asara. No, boats don't travel in such shallow water. Especially, some say it's a Svina, a boat, means a more of a bigger boat. They certainly don't travel in such shallow water. It's not a problem. So the Gemara says, Yevah Marasha, Marsha Isla. But there's a certain part of the front of the boat that somehow the boat was shaped in such a way that the front part of the boat could be in areas of less than 10 tvachim, and if you stick the stick over there, and if you fill up the buckets over there, you will be carrying from a karamus into a Rosh Yachid. So Amr of Papa, sir. Amr of Safra. Safra answers, Kashushi Azli. They have guys going out in front with long sticks of 10 tvachim deep. And if the boat, if the stick ever gets too shallow, meaning the boat's about to enter that space, they move the boat out of the way. They push the boat so it should never enter into the 10 tefachim airspace, and you never have the stick in that part of the boat anyway. So you're never going to have a problem of drawing water less than 10 tefachim. Okay?
Yeah.
It's interesting. Okay, it's the same people with the kids. Okay, I guess they were boat travelers. Now, Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Lo Rav Chiya bar Avin, Lo Rav Chista, Ula Rabba bar Rav Huna, De Amri, Osei Makom Arba, according to the other Manda Amar, who said, in order to have a boat, in order to draw water, you have to have a board of four tvachin sticking out, so umamali, and then you can draw the water. So, Shofkin Didei, Hechi Shadilahu. How can they ever spill anything over the side of the boat? Any waste? How can they ever get rid of the waste? Because they'll be throwing it from the Rishus HaYachid into the Karmelis. How can they ever get rid of anything? According to the other Mandarim, it's not a problem. It's deeper than 10 Tvachim. Just throw whatever you want overboard. But according to them, it is a problem of 10 Tvachim. Right? How are you going to get anything, ever throw anything overboard? Any waste? The Chitem, and if you want to tell me, the Shadulahu Ba'osa Makom, that in the same spot where you're drawing water, that's where you're throwing it down the waste, Moisley. It's disgusting to do that. Especially if the boat's stationary. It's the same water, same river water. So you can throw it down that side, and you draw up that side, you're going to draw up the waste again. No one's going to do that. So the Gemara says, Tishadile Adafna Disfina. What you do is, you throw it down the side of the boat. Now the side of the boat is not a Kamalus. The side of the boat is a Rosh HaYachid. Because the boat's a Rosh HaYachid. So you pour it down the side of the boat, and it'll travel down the side of the boat. So the Gemara asks, but nevertheless, it's falling into the Karmelis from your Koach. So the Gemara answers, Kocho b'Karmelis lo gazru. The Rabbanon would never go there transferring something to a Karmelis in this way. And therefore, this is a mutter way, and you do it on the other side of the boat, not where the hole is, not where the board is. You do it on the other side, so it's not going to be miyus. And then you can transfer from the boat into the Karmelis. They would never go there, Mikocho. Uminat Timra, how do you know that? That they would never go there. The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa. Svina, a boat, ain metaltalin, you can't transfer. Lo mitocha liyam, velo liyam litocha. Not from the yam to it, not from it to the yam. Rabbi Huda says, Amuka asara. If the boat is 10 tvachim deep, but the ain gavoa asara, but there is not 10 tvachim from the top of the water to the boat, Rashi says, because the boat's very heavy, so it's very sunk down. Metaltalin mitocha liyam, then you can transfer from it to the yam, but avalo min hayam lutocha, but not from the yam to it. So maishna min hayam lutocha, why can you do it from the yam to it? Sorry, maishna min hayam lutocha, from the yam to the boat, deloka metaltalin, you can't carry, we said you can't, mikamos l'rishas yachid. Because you transfer from a kamos to a Rosh HaYachid. So mitocha liyam, from it itself to the yam also, nami, kamatatala mi Rosh HaYachid lekamalis, you transfer from a Rosh HaYachid to a kamalis. Ella, the Gemara, Ella, the answer must be, lav achuda. No, when you're transferring from the boat to the kamalis, you're doing it on the side of the boat. Whatever you're transferring down the side of the boat. We just said before, that's not a problem. That's only koach. It's going from the side of the boat into the water. To transfer the other way, if you're in the water, the only way to get it into the Karmelis is an upward motion. It's never going to travel up the side of the boat. So therefore you can't do it. Shema Mina. That's a raya. Kocho by Karmelis, lo gozru. That they were not gozer. Kocho by a Karmelis. According to Behud over here, you see that they could you could transfer something from the boat into the water by the side of the boat. That was Kocho, the Karmelis, they were not gozer. Shema Mina, that's a good raya. So too, on the bottom of Vamed Beis, that's how you get the waste out of the boat. You pour it on the side. Fine. We'll do a little more. We'll try to get to the top two lines of Vamed Beis. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Hani Bitsiyasa de Meishan. The small boats in the Meishan River, those small boats, Ein Metaltalin Behen, you cannot carry in these boats, Ela Ba'arba, only four Amos. Why? Because these boats, Rashi explains, they do not have a din of a Rosh Hashanah. Why don't they have a din of a Rosh Hashanah? Because they don't have four Tvachim. They're not four Tvachim wide. So what does that mean? Ein metaltalin ela ba'arba. How can you carry four amos? It's very difficult. Rashi, it's a huge Rashi here. But bottom line is, then the Gemara says, v'lo amar, that's only true, ela she'ein pachos mishlosha. That's only true, ba'arba. That's only true if within three tvachim of the ground, of the bottom of the boat, you don't have four tvachim. But let's say, aval yesh b'pachos b'gimel arba, but if within three tvachim of the ground you also have four tvachim, then less lumbar. That's not a problem. Because then we're going to say lavud. So if the bottom of the boat, the boat is shaped in a funny way, if the bottom of the boat doesn't have four tvachim wide, by the way, in the art scroll, by the word arba'a, they have the hay in parentheses, which could mean that it's four tvachim, not four amos. Unclear. So, but anyway, if the bottom of the boat doesn't have four tvachim, but the within three tvachim of the bottom of the boat, there is four tvachim, then we're going to say lavud, and the bottom of the boat has four tvachim. And Rashi points out, the mechitza of the wall of the boat will start where the actual four tvachim are, not three tvachim below that. Not at the lavud spot. It'll start at the genuine spot. Again, if you have a boat, and the boat does not have four tvachim of floor, then you can't carry in the boat, because the boat doesn't have the din of a Rosh Hashanah, it has the din of a Karmelis. If the boat has four tvachim wide floor, but it's not on the floor mamish, it's three tvachim off the floor, that's also okay, because we're going to say lavud. And then the Braisa adds on, v'i malinhu kani v'urbani, and if you fill up the floor to get it to be four tvachim, you fill it up with reeds and grass, so you're going to raise the floor so that it'll have a spot of four tvachim to be the floor. Less lumba, that's also not a problem. Because you're widening the floor to make it into a Rosh Hashanah. Not a problem. Everyone got that? Fine. Maske floor of Nachman. So Rav Nachman asks, Velema, let's say good achis michitzasa. Let's say good achis that we can extend the walls. Right? At some point in this boat, there are four tvachim. At the floor of the boat, we don't have four tvachim anymore. So why do you tell me you can't carry the boat? Wherever the spot is where there are four tvachim, say good achis. Good achis is halacha l'moshe mi'sinai, where we extend the walls. So extend the walls all the way down, even into the river if you have to. What's the difference? Extend the walls all the way down. That's what you were saying before about extending the walls. Extend the walls all the way down into the river, and then have an imaginary four tvachim. And I don't have to come on to love it. I don't have to have a little problem that I can't carry. Why don't we say good achis? This is Rav Nachman's question. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda said, not Karnab Rishutz Rabbim. If somebody takes a pole and sticks it in Rishutz Rabbim, Uberosho Traskel, and on top of that pole is a basket, and the basket has an area of four tvachim, but the pole doesn't have an area of four tvachim, what do we say? Vizarak Vinach Al Gabav. If you throw something from Rishutz Rabbim into the basket, Chayev, you're Chayev. Why? Alma, we see, Amrinam good aches michitzasa. We extend the walls of the basket all the way down from the bottom of the basket to the floor of the Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, you have an entire area of a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So when I throw from the Rosh Hashanah into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, I'm chayiv.
We have this question yesterday about the pillar. And
we're going to get to the pillar in a second. Hachanami here also, name a good aches michitzasa. Say good aches. What's the problem? So Maskifla Rav Yosef asked, wait a minute, V'lo Shmir Lahu, Lahad Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, didn't you hear what Yehuda Amar Rav said? Or Matilhu, and others thought to say, others lead to say, it was Mishum of Chia, in the name of Chia. for Tani Allah, and we learned over there, for Chacham and Potrin. The Chachamim said, you're not chayav if you throw from the Rishus HaRabim into a basket that only has a pole. Why? Because it doesn't hold of good Akas. So not everyone holds to it, and not everyone holds from it.
What?
No, so if we're not saying good achas over there, why should we say good achas over here? No, he's going to have a different reason. He's going to have a different reason why we don't say good achas here. He's going to have a different reason. So we don't say good achas over there in the case about a basket. Why say it here? Amalei Abayis. Abayis said, Ba'alo Tizbra. What do you mean? Don't you hold that we do? For a tanya, but we learned. Amud B'Rishus HaRabim. If you have a pillar in Rishus HaRabim. Gavo Asara, it's 10 tvachim high. Tzarach of Dalad, it's 4 tvachim wide. But the Ein Bi'ikro Dalad, at the base, it's not 4 tvachim wide. It's like a reverse, almost like a reverse pyramid. At the base, it's not 4 tvachim wide. The Yesh Beketzer Shalom Gimel, it's not 4 tvachim wide for 3 tvachim. For at least 3 tvachim. So we can't say Lavan. Right? It's sort of like the boat. At the bottom, it's not 4 tvachim wide, but at a certain point, higher up in the boat, it is. Same thing with this pillar. It's a funny pillar. V'zerad v'nachal gabav chayiv. And if you throw onto the pillar, from Rishus HaRavim onto the top of that pillar, you're chayiv. Alma, what do we see? Amrinan good achas michitzasa. So we say good achas. Hachanami, here too, good achas michitzasa. We should say good achas. Right? Everyone agrees to that case by the pillar, we say good achas.
No, that was the whole question yesterday. We didn't have an answer. If it's as a count through Malkuth Torah, you said, oh, why is it Malkuth Torah? You should say.
No, it could, but no, but that, but in that pillar, in that case, the entire area was 4x4. The entire area was the requisite shear. Here, only the top of it is. The base isn't.
Right.
So there's a reason to say that that's not a Rosh HaYachid. In the case yesterday, the whole thing was a Rosh HaYachid. The only problem was it's traveling through Malkuth Torah, separate, unrelated.
Right, so because there's no good achas.
What? No, nothing to do with good achas. Nothing to do with good achas, because when you throw something,
yeah,
it's landing on a Malkuth Torah before it reaches the top of the Rishus HaYachid.
In this case,
so it could be the same question. We have a better question here. We have a bigger problem. The bigger problem is it's not even a Rishus HaYachid, because only the top of it's a Rishus HaYachid. The whole base doesn't have a shear. So the Gemara said that we can say good achas. We have a pillar. And the base of the pillar doesn't have 4 tvachim, but at some point the pillar turns into 4 tvachim. But not in the bottom 3 tvachim. So we can't say love it. So we say good achis. Right? Everyone got that? So the Gemara says, midi iria? How can you compare these two cases? How can you compare the case of the pillar and the case of the post? Hasam, havalei mechitza, shagadi and bokimbo. When you have a post, one little pole, and you're going to say good achis, the whole thing is so imaginary that even that basically what they're saying is that a goat could run through that. Because the entire thing is imaginary. That much the Rabban and the Chacham didn't want to say good achas. The entire thing is imaginary. From top to bottom, the whole thing is imaginary. That we didn't say good achas. That they wouldn't say. A goat could walk right through, the whole thing is a joke. Not a joke, but it's such an imaginary thing, they don't want to go that far. But Hachabut over here, Havili Mechitza, She'ed Gedi Bokimbo. You have a mechitza that a goat's not going to want to go through. Why? Because the pillar is not 4 tvachim at the base. So how long is it not 4 tvachim? Just 3 tvachim. 3 tvachim and a mashahu. So Rashi explains, when a goat's going to walk through that, it's very uncomfortable for the goat. Even though we say 3 tvachim is the cutoff, but at least on some level, the goat's going to be bothered by having to walk through that. So there we could say good achas. I know that this might throw a real monkey wrench at everything we've thought of good achas till now. Right, so right, that could
not
be the
case.
What? No, so it could be that, but they had spaces. By the case of the drinking, there could be more mako because they're drinking water. Could have been bigger coolers for drinking water. Here it's not drinking water. Here it's making chayef. But I agree that this is an unusual application of good achas. I agree. But in the case of the pole of the pillar, it's only slightly more than 3 tvachim. Slightly more than 3 tvachim, it goes a little uncomfortable, and therefore, then the chachamim will say good achas. So don't compare the two cases. So we're back to our question. Our question is, why don't we say good achas by the boat? Right? So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Acha Berei D'Rav Acha L'Rav Ashi Gabi Sfina Nami Ha'ikim B'kiyas Dagim. What do you mean? You want to extend the walls of the boat down to the ocean bed? But the fish can go right through. So you can't say good achas. So Amaleisi, he says that Birkas Dagim lo shmei Birka. Nah, the fish going through, that doesn't stop this from saying good aches. That doesn't stop it. Uminat Timur, how do you know? The boy minei Rav, Rav Tavla mirav, mirav, it should say. Rav Tavla asked Rav. Mechitza tuluya mahu shetatir b'chorva. Let's say you have a mechitza, you have a ruin. And the ruin has a wall hanging down from the top to the bottom, and then the bottom of it's all exposed. So can I walk in that churva? Can I walk in that a hanging mechitza? Can I walk in there? And we don't want people walking in there without an eruv, without a mechitza, because people will think you can walk from one to the other because it's all open. So Amalei told him ein mechitza tuluya muteres. A hanging mechitza is not muter. It could be a derabanan because it's going to look like he's carrying it to Rosh Hashanah Yachin to Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Ela makom kal ela mamayim, except for water. Why water? Kal hu shekilu chacham v'mayim. The chacham were very makel by water. V'may, how could they be makel? Ha'ikar bikas dogim, but the fish could go through. Ela shema mina bikas dogim lo shmei bika. So we have a raya that the fact that fish can walk through, that swim through, that doesn't prevent us from saying good aches. And our question remains: why didn't we say good aches by the case of the boat? Okay, so we've caught up one Amid. We'll try to catch up more over the next 3 days. And there's only one more blot. Amid Beis of tomorrow and Amid Aleph of tomorrow. And then we're done with Perek HaZorik. And then we actually, believe it or not, go on to other things besides Hotzah. Today's shir was Lord Lila Nishmas, David Svi, and Dov Mordechai.